Today's Daf Masechet Brachot Daf Mem Aleph. The Mishnah on Mem Amud Beis cites an argument in a case where one has many different types of foods in front of them. Bracha categories. Rabbi Yehuda says if one of the Shiva Minyim is in the pile, these foods take precedence, while the Chachamim say to make a bracha over whichever one wants. The Gemara clarifies this further by explaining the machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim was when the food items on the table all have the same bracha. Rabbi Yehuda says the Shiva Minim, seven species of Koron Eretz Yisrael, should be said first, and the Chachamim say Chaviv Adif, whatever is most enjoyable to you, should take precedence. But foods with varying brachot, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim agree, each food requires an appropriate blessing. There is one Amora, a few lines later, who argued that Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim also argued when the bracha were different, and this was about within the Shiva Minim, which foods are blessed first, based on their location in the order of the Pasuk. The Pasuk says, Eretz Chitav Sarah, Gefen Uteina Reimon, Eretz Zei Shemen Udvash, the Shiva Minim, and do we go in order of these where they are located in the Pasuk, or perhaps there's no ranking, but these species teach me the measurement rules in various few areas of halacha, which the Gemara goes on to list, such as one example the Gemara gives is Gefen be a revit, which is a measurement, and it's the minimum amount that a Nazir has to drink in order to violate his oath. Halacha lemasa, some very, very important rules that come out of today's daf. If the brachot are the same, foods that are in front of you, the brachot are the same, first, we go with Shiva Minim. First, you make a bracha if among those foods is one of the Shiva Minim. And we go in the following order. Olives, dates, grapes, figs, and then pomegranates. And this is based on the following lines in the Gemara, really going on to Amud Beis. There's a story that's told that even though the dates are last in the list, Zeit, Shemen, Udvash, last in the list, they're actually second from the second word, Eretz, because there is a break, and so Gemara explains, giving them more significance. The Kaf HaChaim adds that following the Shiva Minim, there are other fruits such as walnuts and apples that the Bnei Yisrael are compared to, the Jewish people are compared to a number of different kinds of foods, and these would be actually next in the pecking order, according to the Kaf HaChaim. Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, Zichron Levracha, added that Perot Eretz Yisrael, fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael, if you have fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael, fruits that grow outside of Eretz Yisrael, or in front of you, the fruits that grow in Eretz Yisrael should be given precedence. The next level of importance after Shiva Minim is shalem, foods that are whole and not cut up or broken pieces. And then finally, chaviv, which means that what you usually enjoy, what you most of the time enjoy. If the brachot are different, is the second category. If the foods in front of you have different varying brachot, then the order is as follows. You first go with what you enjoy, and then you go with the shiva minim. And if it's whole or it's not whole, it matters less, in this case, according to the Mishnah Berurah. The Sefer Vezos HaBracha on page 125 points out that one does not need to consume the entire fruit that is chashev that you're taking before moving on to the second food. Some nice common cases brought by the Sefer Vezos HaBracha. Number one, you have dates, cake, and wine before you. So first, make the bracha on the cake, then on the wine, then on the dates. That's an easy one. The next one is melon and grapes. Melon is Bori Pri Adama, grapes are Bori Pri Eitz. So let's say you like the melon better. The halacha is you make Bori Pri Adama on the melon, then you make Bori Pri Eitz on the grapes. Another example, chicken and carrots on a plate. Carrots go first, even if you like chicken more. There are also scenarios where one is not required to change the order for importance. Let's say you have meals with courses, and you first have vegetable soup, then noodles, then a fruit for dessert, all without bread. One doesn't need to change the order. The same would be true if you're simply thirsty. As a meal of vegetables begins, you can drink first. Lastly, sometimes one food may or may not be covered by the bracha on the other, requiring you to say the bracha on the less chashev food. So three examples of such, you have an orange and you have orange juice. So what you make a bracha on the orange juice might actually get subsumed under it. It's better to make the bracha on the orange juice first, then the shalkan mibaro, then make the bari pirates in the orange. Second is chocolate and a fruit. Chocolate first, you should make shahakol, then bari pri eitz, because chocolate may actually fall under the fruit blessing of bari pri eitz. And lastly, the impossible burger with a piece of lettuce on top of it. You should make the impossible burger bracha of shahakol nimivaro first, because it may actually be consumed once you've made a bari pri adama on the lettuce.